to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 424 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, we're going to bring you kind of a blast from the past, but a show that's informative as well. We're going to bring you a show that Melissa and Sam put together when everybody was kind of having fun in Walt Disney World. And this show was all about Genie Plus and Lightning Lane. And you know what? I'm pretty sure we could have used it that trip too. Melissa and Sam go through all the different details and things you need to know about both items and how to make your visit to the parks even that much better. Based on the crowds we've been hearing recently, this is something you might want to look at and use either piecemeal or for your entire trip. But again, that's up to you. So without further ado, Melissa, Sam, from show number 469, take it away.
Hello and welcome to episode 469 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. It's me, Melissa, and I'm here with Sam to hold down the fort while everyone is enjoying some time at Walt Disney World. Hey, you Sam, how are you?
I am great, Melissa. Thank you so much. Everybody's got some time in Walt Disney World. That's awesome. No better place to go to get out of the northern snow and cold than go to Florida, even though sometimes it's cold when you're there. I'm just back myself from checking out the opening weekend of the Festival of the Arts, quickly becoming one of my favorite festivals. And thanks for having me. I figured we'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear you tell me all about your trip. We'll talk about Festival of the Arts and some tips and tricks for Genie Plus that you tried out tonight. Yes. And, you know, as you said, the weather, I think I had like 4 or 5 inches of snow today. We had a delay. Disney sounds like a great thing to talk about today.
It does. We had a lot of rain up here. I will say, though, last weekend over the Martin Luther King holiday weekend, I went with the family for a couple of days just to get away. It happened to be the opening of Festival of Arts. I got to participate in a media event. Thank you so much, Disney. And some interesting things happening, some new things. I got a Figment popcorn bucket. Whoa.
That thing is amazing. If our listeners haven't seen a picture of one of these, I don't think it does it justice. It's huge.
It is
I
huge.
I think it's about, what, like, is it a foot and a half, 2 feet tall?
It may be about 18 inches. It's definitely over a foot. It's pretty darn tall, for sure.
Yeah,
it's good size. Money. It's pretty big to carry around, by the way. And my only downside here, it comes with that sugar-coated rainbow popcorn. I just want Magic Kingdom popcorn when I'm at Disney World. I don't want that candy stuff, but that's all right. They let me get a refill for the Figma bucket, which was a big question when I was there, actually. Can I get my refill over at Journey into Imagination? That's where the popcorn stand is, right in front there. They have some of the flavors, and they also have the fresh pop stuff. And I just wanted a refill, and they did give me a refill, the $2 refill for my Figment bucket. So there
you go. That's even better for your money then. Well, exactly. Let's get started then. I mean, let's talk about Genie Plus, because I think a lot of our listeners, it's still a little confusing.
It's Plus, super confusing.
Lightning Lane, and then you add some of those virtual queues with Guardians in there. So tell me, what was your plan of attack every morning?
So you also have that. You have Genie Plus, you have Lightning Lane. And by the way, I don't know why they distinguish Genie Plus and Lightning Lane and call it two different things. It should just be the Genie Plus Lane. It shouldn't be the Lightning Lane. It just doesn't make sense to me. From a branding point of view, I think somebody messed that up. But so everyone, right, nerd, just like everybody here, most of the time I probably wouldn't be purchasing Fast Passes, right? That's kind of what we're doing here, right? But it was the family, hadn't been down in a while. We wanted to get as much in as we possibly could. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to try this Genie Plus. We're going to see how this thing goes. We're only going to visit a couple of parks this trip. We're not going to get to Animal Kingdom, but let's make the most of it. Oh, and by the way, this whole Figment popcorn bucket that we just talked about, we had heard was going to be available via mobile ordering at an early hour in the day. So I thought, okay, we'll get up early and try this. I think, Melissa, you know, and everybody knows that to get that virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy or get that first Lightning Lane selection, 7 a.m. is the countdown. It's the meter. It's when you got to be logged in and you got to be swiping your phone to refresh it to go ahead and tap and say, I want that Lightning Lane. I want that Lightning Lane. So there are some early mornings involved, which I think is the only downside.
And you gave me a little bit of a tip for my upcoming trip.
Yes.
I think it starts even before that. You mentioned maybe a midnight setting on my phone that I should be looking at my Genie Plus and so my groups.
Absolutely. There's two things you could do here. One, if you're going to Epcot and you want to get that lightning, I'm sorry. See that? We're already confusing people. If you want to get to Epcot and get that virtual queue for Guardians of the Galaxy, which is you're up at 7 a.m., you have your group ready to go, you're hitting refresh. At midnight the night before, you can verify that your group is all linked. You're going into the My Disney Experience. You're hitting that hamburger button on the bottom left-hand side, the three lines. And when you're in there, you hit virtual queue. And as soon as you do that, it's going to bring up virtual queue. And if it's after midnight, it's going to allow you to verify your party for the next day. Basically making sure everybody's linked, everybody's there, everybody will be ready the next day.
Which would work really well for me. I've got 9 people in my group, 3 different hotel rooms. So making sure that I have all the right party members who have the right height requirement for that Guardians ride. I'm going to make sure I get the right amount of virtual queues for them.
I love that you say that because look, if you guys are listening to the Disney Nerds podcast, you're probably the person that's doing what Melissa's doing, which is getting it together for the other dozen people that are in your party, right? That's what we do because we end up being that nerd. So by verifying that ahead of time in the morning at 6:55, you're not going to be panicked trying to call somebody to link them in and do those other things.
Right. And I haven't had my coffee yet.
Right.
Trying to get the right person.
I definitely did not have my coffee when I did these things in the morning because I was going back to sleep at 7:05 after I had this thing all done.
And the other thing you mentioned you could do at midnight is if my group decided we did want to pay for Genie Plus,
yes.
Right? So Genie Plus is the service that varies in price from day to day.
It does.
But that would be what we would know kind of formally as your Fast Pass Plus, where you're going to be able to get some of those queues for certain times, but you're going to pick them one at a time.
You can purchase it after midnight the day before. When I was there, it was $18 on the Friday, and it was $20 on the Saturday and the Sunday. And Genie Plus, you can get your first Lightning Lane or your first Rapid Queue attraction at 7 a.m., same time you can get in that Guardians of the Galaxy virtual queue.
And that's if you are an on-site guest.
That's if you're I was an on-site guest. I was at Riverside. I was in my room when I was doing all of the things that we're talking about here. So I was definitely a guest and had a room resort reservation tied to my account and all the people that were staying. Yes.
And the virtual queue, that is free. That's just that free option luck into a lottery to get for Guardians, correct?
For Guardians, that is correct. Now, there is a requirement. You have to have a park pass for Epcot to get that Guardians of the Galaxy virtual queue.
Okay.
So,
all right, so we've got our Genie Plus ordered. We've got our plan that we want to be able to get a virtual queue for Guardians, and we're going to use our Genie Plus. It's, 6:50. You've got your people all queued up. What did you do, Sam?
Okay, so it's 6:55 I got up the first day because I was not going right to the virtual queue. I instead was going to the mobile order part of Genie, just like you were ordering food inside, mobile food orders, go to Epcot, and in Epcot was the souvenir bucket Figment that you could order mobile order at 6:45 a.m. I don't know when that started, but at 6:45 a.m., I selected two of them. I got my return window, which was 11 a.m. said yes, and it charged me $50, $2 per bucket, and I had two buckets waiting for me at 11 o'clock, and I was done by 6:47. So that was pretty quick. So one of the, and I actually like this. It's a play on what they did for Mr. Toad over at Magic Kingdom, the Mr. Toad Wild Ride bucket. Same thing. You had to go back to Storybook Circus and you ordered it there. I will say that this bucket was available throughout the day. So you didn't have to get up at 7 a.m. to purchase it. When I walked in at 10, it was available. When I walked in at noon, it was available. I couldn't order it because I already purchased two, and that's all you can get. Can't get any more. And it's probably the way that it should be. So I had my bucket ready to roll.
You mentioned the bucket is fairly big, fairly heavy.
It is big.
And that does have an edit feature as I was following along with your instructions that I could actually move that time to a different time that was maybe more convenient for me, maybe the end of the day.
Absolutely. Just like picking up food. You can change your return time to pick up your burger at Casey's or your hot dog at Casey's. You can push that back. So yes, you can pick your return time to be 8 p.m. and you don't have to walk around with that thing all day. Now I have kids that want to walk around with it all day because but then they're riding guardians. Well, who's going to hold this thing while they're riding?
Well, dad, you know, of course.
That's my point. You got it, Melissa. That's exactly right. All right. So 6:57 buckets purchased. I am now in the virtual queue area of the app and have my party selected. I'm hitting refresh. And boy, is it just, that 6:59 and you just keep flipping your finger down to refresh it, to refresh it, to refresh it. And it seems like it's forever for that last minute to kick by and then join the virtual queue. Everybody's pre-selected because you've already verified your party. Select, boom, you're in. 2 days I did it. 2 days I was in boarding group 70. I don't know if there's a coincidence there or not, but that was right at 7 a.m. And it kicks right back and says you have a 535 minute wait estimated or something like that. Either way, getting the 7 a.m. virtual queue, we were riding before 1 p.m. So 12:30, 1 o'clock. That's not bad, right? That's no, about what you want because I'm going back to sleep. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. So
you're not going to get your mini waffles.
I'm doing that later, like at 9 o'clock. Or
oh,
maybe
9
10.
O'clock. Okay.
Yeah. So at that point, my buckets are ordered and I have the virtual queue for Guardians. So now it's into the Genie Plus section. So this is the bad part, right? You're bouncing around this app quite a bit, right? Because we went from the virtual queue to the mobile order, and now we're going back into the My Genie Day. So in that hamburger menu again, the tip board will show you what's available. Make sure you're in the right park because you can change park, switch it over to Epcot or whatever the park you need. You scan through and you're going to see the Genie Plus return times that are listed. Now, what I will say, every park seems to have that one attraction that is gone within the first 10 minutes. Sort of like that old Fast Pass everybody wanted. So at Epcot, it's Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. It's Slink Dog at Studios. It's Peter Pan at Magic Kingdom. So over at Animal Kingdom, I'm not sure what the first one would be. What would you grab at Animal Kingdom first?
I would say it'd probably be Safari.
Probably Safari. Yeah, that's what
Yeah, because it's such a family-friendly ride and people want to, you know, get on it early in the day.
I would guess that as well. And while we're on the topic, let me mention that in addition to everything I just talked about, you can also purchase an individual lightning lane for one attraction in any park at that same time at 7 a.m. This is the one that's going to cost more. At Magic Kingdom, that is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. One day we were there, it was $11. At Epcot, it is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Now I'll step back a second. If you don't get the virtual queue, you missed it, you still have the opportunity to purchase an individual lightning lane for Guardians. A little bit confusing, but that's the way it works. At Studios, it is Rise of Resistance, of course, is the one you pay for. And at Animal Kingdom, it is Pandora Flight of Passage, the individual. So either pay extra for them or you wait in line. That's the way those
go. And I think we're anticipating Magic Kingdom to switch up in a couple of months with the Tron coming online. So we're expecting that Tron will probably become that virtual queue with an individual lightning lane like we see with Guardians today. But that won't be until March, April.
Yeah, and that'd be something that'd be interesting to watch because would Guardians no longer be virtual queue and just be individual.
And that's what they've done in the past. They've typically only had one virtual queue going at a time, because Remy was the same way Guardians came.
It went from Star Wars Rise of Resistance to Remy and over. Yep. It was never two at a time.
It seems that it's just one ride. But who knows? Maybe they've increased their server capacity or their ability to have more than one virtual option. Lot to see.
I get it.
But more than likely, you know, if you're traveling later this year, just be aware you might need to be flexible with that Magic Kingdom day.
Yes. And you'll see this one ahead of time. Now, so I immediately went in and grabbed Remy's Ratatouille Adventure on the first day. And I had my Lightning Lane ready for a 2 p.m. return. Not bad, right? Because Guardians is about 1 and Remy's at 2. All right. At this point, I'm going back to sleep. I'll be up later, because 2 hours after the park opens, you can get your second Lightning Lane selection. Just like the old paper fast passes. Remember, a paper fast pass, you'd get it. And if you used it, you could get another one. Or if the wait time was longer than 2 hours, you could get another one in 2 hours. Sort of the same philosophy. So in reality, when you purchase Genie, you purchased at least one Lightning Lane every 2 hours for the length of the day. It's interesting when you think about it that way. So 7 a.m., and if a park's open till midnight, I can get one at 7. Then I can get one 2 hours after the park opens. Let's say, for the sake of Epcot, Epcot opened at 8. So you can get your next one at 10. Then you can get one at noon. You can get one at 2. You can get one at 4. You can get one at 6. Unless you use it, then you can get it sooner. So what I was able to do was start to stack these Lightning Lane selections on top of each other. So while we were still at the resort, we were looking through Festival of Arts, which we'll get to in a minute, you're able to add Test Track. You're able to add Soarin. The only one I couldn't get was Frozen, because that was gone. But my kids are older. They didn't want. Right. So and that's kind of the thing that you're through here. What do you think will be gone? What won't? And of course, the figments and the spaceship Earths later in the day, that don't matter anyway. But you can jump those in there as well. The one thing to remember, you can only get each attraction one time. That's it. Just one time. Once you ride it, you're done. Go on to something else.
I think that's a perfect Genie Plus Lightning Lane virtual queue 101 for anyone
and it's
visiting.
Still damn confusing.
And it is. It is 100% still confusing. And so next I want to ask you for that, like, you know, senior level class in Genie Plus, because you did something pretty interesting where you decided to park hop and purposely push some of your return times for your Genie Plus later in the day, so that you could have time at Epcot in the morning and enjoy Festival of the Arts and go and visit Hollywood Studios and have a bunch of Genie Pluses stacked up ready and waiting for you at Hollywood Studios. So how did you do that?
That's exactly what we did. And here's the realization and sort of the test I wanted to go through. When you're buying Genie, you're buying Genie for Walt Disney World, not for the park that you're in. Even later in the day, if you go into the app and go to My Genie Day, you can switch to Magic Kingdom and wow, I'm standing in Epcot, but there's a Lightning Lane for Big Thunder that I can get. You could do that. So once you come to that realization, the test was this. I have a park pass for Epcot, because that was the big question. I have a park pass for Epcot. I plan to go to Festival of the Arts. I plan to walk around World Showcase, talk to the artists, which I think is the best part of Festival of Arts. We'll talk about that in a second. But at the same time, I want to get Genie Plus for Studios, because I'm going to hop in Skyliner over to Studios. At 7 a.m., I got up. I decided, all right, I have a park pass for Epcot. I know I'm going there. So I'm going to jump in and get my virtual queue for Guardians, which I did. Got it. Boarding group 70 again. Then I jumped over to Studios and got my Genie Plus for Slinky Dog Dash, which came back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because at this point it's maybe 5 after 7. That's how quickly they went. right? So it's 5 after 7. I got my virtual queue, and the amount of time it took me to jump over into the other part of the app, go to Genie Plus, go to Slink Dog, my Lightning Lane return time was 4:30. Okay, fine. No problem. Kind of cool. So then go back to sleep, get to Epcot later. 2 hours after Epcot opens, I was able to get Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway for the afternoon. We're still in Epcot walking around. 2 hours after that, I was able to get Rock and Roller Coaster. A few hours after that, we're ready to get on the Skyliner to head over to Studios because we've ridden Guardians of the Galaxy and we also walked around World Showcase. While we're on the Skyliner, I was able to get Toy Story Mania. So this is getting pretty good. I'm walking into Studios with 4 Lightning Lanes ready to be used. Slinky Dog, Toy Story Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster, and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I mean, that's not bad.
And you got a, yeah, you got a pretty good sample of Hollywood Studios right there.
That's a good sample. And the only thing that was longer was Tower Terror. I couldn't get that one because that one, it just wasn't going to fit. And you have to pay for Rise of Resistance. I was able to, after we rode... We rode the 3 because they were all kind of overlapping in times. We rode 3, came back to Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway. After we scanned in for that, I was able to grab Star Tours. Kind of cool. All right, so now we're sitting on the Star Tours. You hit Star Tours. So you can get to most of them. Then my test, I didn't do it, but my test was, all right, let's look at Magic Kingdom. And yes, there were a bunch of Lightning Lanes available at Magic Kingdom that I could have grabbed and jumped on a bus and went to Magic Kingdom and used. So you can get your money's worth out of this, right? $18, you know, we just talked about 5 or 6 different. I mean, if you're getting 6 of them for $20, that math's a little better.
Well, it's better than an individual Lightning Lane, which you still could have had the option if you wanted.
Could have still done that.
Right? If Rise of the Resistance was important to you, you could have added that on right at 7 a.m. and had that pushed out to later in the day. To have that ready for you.
That's exactly right. And so the one caution when you push it out later, when you go in and you hit change, you can change the Lightning Lane, which is a new feature they added here recently. When you hit change, you can change the attraction or you can change the time. So just getting it is the key, right? Get it at 2 hours and change it later if you need to. But when you hit change time, it's going to be based on the current time available. So if your original pass was for 3 p.m., you go in and hit change time, it might be 7 p.m. It might not be just an hour later. It depends on what's happening.
Sure.
So that's for a late arrival in the park. The flip side of this, the early arrivals, after that two-hour window and getting that one you want, you use one and then immediately get another one and immediately get another one and immediately get another one and just go attraction to attraction to attraction. The only problem with that is you might lose some of the attractions that run out that are just gone.
Right. Yep. There's always that chance as well.
But I did it. I here's the other thing I realized, Melissa, at one point in when I went back to sleep after buying 2 popcorn buckets, buying Genie Plus, and buying an individual Lightning Lane, I'm going, how much money did I just spend before, you know, 7, 10 a.m.? But
it's so dangerous when the card is just linked to my Disney experience and you're like, yep, just click, click.
It is click, click.
One of the things you mentioned while we were getting ready for the show and you're kind of talking about your vacation, you had the Figment pulled up and showing it through where you would do mobile order. And mobile order for some who don't know is where you can actually pre-order your food. And when we say pre-order, you could be laying in bed at 7:10 a.m.
It was there.
And you'd be asking everybody, what do you want for lunch? You know, later, this is where we're going to eat. And I actually have that plan in February. We have a big group, like I said, with 9 people.
Yeah.
And I know where we're going to be eating dinner as our quick service option. And so just having that ability, we've done this before, to say, this is where we're going. I want to know what you want to eat. Here's the menu while everyone's relaxed, not tired, grumpy, whatever. And we just put the order through. We say roughly when we think it will be that we'll eat. And we can always change the return window if we, you know, decide to do something different. But then it's just done. And I thought that was, you know, it's a good idea if your family can plan that way.
Yeah,
that you just have that done. Idea.
Then you know what time you're going to get it too. And I didn't realize that until I went in for the Figment bucket. I went into Epcot and, oh, how about that? I can order from any of these places right now, even Magic Kingdom.
Right.
It's a different mentality. I don't like getting up at that hour to have to do those things, but we did get value out of it.
For sure. And you know what? I don't miss having to run around in the Florida Sun grabbing fast passes, though.
This is true.
Because this is what it reminds me of. You made that connection. It's just in a virtual space versus a physical ticket. But otherwise, it functions very similar.
It's very much like that was. And that's why anybody that's done this before, although I wasn't the one running, I had younger children that would be the ones running. Here's everybody's ticket. Run over to test track. But Dad, we're in United Kingdom. You want me to go to test? Oh, sorry. Go get them.
I was that kid. Yep. 13 tickets later.
Well, and that's it. And now you're doing it all virtually, kind of the same.
Right. Well, listeners, what questions about Genie Plus that we did not get to? Maybe you're still confused like we are. Oh, we'll take tip. Jimmy, how does everyone get a hold of us?
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast and Twitter @TheDisneyNerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Well, for Sam, this is Melissa, and thanks for joining us at The Disney Nerds Podcast. TTFM, ta-ta for now.
Kongaloosh. There
you go. No. We made it.
We made it.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your